Welcome again to the Abbey. Please feel free to walk around and take whatever photos you wish to take. There's several areas of interest. One is our Druid area, which is a little bit to the west of the main house. And there's standing stone circles, a beautiful ancient constructed dwelling made of pounded clay and straw. It's called the Druid Sanctuary. You're welcome inside there. Please take your shoes off before entering. Also, there's standing stones in a big circle called a henge. And that's in an ancient tradition of creating stone monuments. There's also Celtic gods and goddesses and a nature walk. Please feel free to explore that. For the Buddhist side of the property, there's a place called the Cloister, which is next to the bell tower. Feel free to go out and walk around. We have small Buddhas from all the different areas of Buddhist countries, and each Buddhist statue tells a special story. So there's many stories going on in little tiny shrines. Also on the second floor of the 100-year-old barn, there's a temporary Buddhist temple that's been in place for about the last 17 years. And then we're constructing a new temple out by a larger parking lot towards the north. Please feel free to walk around. There's also a small Shinto shrine next to a red torii gate. There's a Buddha called the Naga Buddha out in that direction in a red and white gazebo. And there's a fenced-in area with a cedar fence that is the new memorial garden where we'll have cremated remains. And each place will have its own story. So please take a look and see what interests you. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask anyone who's walking around. If they can't help you, they'll find someone who can. Also, I forgot to say a word about the labyrinth. The labyrinth is an ancient tradition you can find throughout many places in Europe. The Anasazi Indians now, and the Odom peoples of South United States, Arizona, the desert states, have mazes or labyrinths of some kind. And it's always about a journey of spirit. We have a large south approach labyrinth in the Cretan style. Please feel free to walk that. There are instructions about how to deal with grief and life located right next to the labyrinth. And have a good walk. It's wide enough in the path to walk two abreast, holding hands or holding arms. And once again, welcome to the Abbey.